A government report is forecasting a 90% slump in mining construction jobs over the next 4 years. The news isn't all bad, with the same report predicting that around half of those laid off will be able to find work in the newly built mining operations. But they'll be competing for jobs with the tens of thousands of manufacturing workers who are expected to lose their jobs when Ford and Holden close during the same period. Business reporter Michael Yonder has more.
Mining has a reputation as a boom-bust industry, and a new report suggests Australia's about to see the worst of what a bust can mean.
We're at about the peak of the construction workforce at around about 83,000 workers, and by around 2018 that could be as low as 7,700.
That's a 90% decline in mining construction jobs. But the report's author, Keith Spence from the Australian Workforce and Productivity Agency, has some good news for those 75,000 workers forecast to be out of work.
We see steady growth in the mining operations sector. I think over the four-year period, something in the order of 7.4% growth. But the really strong growth is in the oil and gas sector, where we see just under 60% growth in the oil and gas operations workforce between now and 2018.
Westpac's chief economist Bill Evans says he's pleasantly surprised by how many jobs are going to be added to run the mining, oil and gas operations currently being built.
I was encouraged actually by the estimated increase in operations of 40,000. We've always been aware of this big downturn in construction jobs as these big projects are completed, but I didn't expect that the operational lift of 40,000 was going to be anything like as high as that.
But that still leaves a forecast surplus of 35,000 workers. And Bill Evans says they'll be entering what's still a very weak jobs market, especially for male workers looking for full-time positions.
The dominant trend has been the fall in full-time jobs over the last 12 months, where jobs growth has been 0.8%. Full-time jobs growth has been negative, and we've seen a 3.5% jump in part-time jobs.
Keith Spence is hoping some of the unemployed tradies will head back to the city.
We think there's probably something in the order of 30,000 of the particular trade sort of areas, the concreters, the floor tilers, these sorts of things that really aren't represented in the operations workforce at all.
And do you expect them to be able to find some alternative forms of employment?
Well, we think many of them may well have come out of things like residential construction, and unfortunately residential construction's been in a bit of a lull over the last few years. It's starting to build now. So many of those we would hope will be reabsorbed back into residential construction.
And Bill Evans says there's a good prospect of that happening.
Infrastructure construction will certainly fill part of that gap. And of course, we're now starting to see some sharp jumps in building approvals, and I think the residential construction cycle will also go some way to helping fill that gap. So it's not as depressing a story as I was expecting.
BIS Shrapnel's head of infrastructure and mining, Adrian Hart's not so pessimistic. He's expecting a much smaller fall in mining construction than the 90% slump forecast in the report.
It'd probably be reasonable to assume that you might be seeing a 40 to 50% decline in mining-related construction over that period of time. One thing that you've got to really consider is that there's also a lot of smaller projects that may not have been considered in this report, and also a lot of sustaining capital works.
But even if things don't turn out quite so bad in mining construction, workers coming out of the sector are set to be competing against thousands of soon-to-be unemployed auto workers for the jobs in mining operations. Keith Spence again.
I'm sure there will be skill sets in there that would be sought after by the mining operations and oil and gas operations. As I say, particularly some of the mechanical skills. By that I mean fitters and turners, those sorts of roles. Electrical trades, instrument electricians, these sorts of skills are going to be in high demand.
That leads Bill Evans to be pretty downbeat about the medium-term outlook for unemployment in Australia.
We think it'll drift up to about 6.5% next year, and it'll be slow to come down, particularly given that we're seeing quite strong population growth and therefore quite strong increase in the workforce. We estimate at the moment that 19,000 jobs a month are required just to hold the unemployment rate steady if you don't have the benefit of that fall in the participation rate that's obviously associated with discouraged workers and with the retirement of the ageing of the population. So I would expect that 6.5 will be the peak, but as Treasury has forecast, we think it'll be quite slow to come down.
That's Westpac's chief economist, Bill Evans, ending that report by Michael Yonder.